Welcome to this third of three hypnosis training audios on reliable music memory, which are part of the Hypnosis for Confident Music Performance program. Along with the other hypnosis recordings in this program, please do not drive or operate machinery while listening to these tracks. Only listen to them when you can permit yourself to completely relax. Your visual mind assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of any of the materials in the program. These tracks aim to help to get yourself in the right state of mind so all these hypnosis recordings work well for you and so that you can get the best possible results. Your role in hypnosis is to aim to have your mind as receptive as possible and your body as relaxed as possible. And now, once again, you find yourself in that familiar control room of your mind, the place where focus, learning, and deep relaxation begin. You're sitting in that familiar, comfortable chair, facing the row of 10 dimmer switches, each one ready to guide you deeper into this state of effortless mastery. Take the first dimmer switch now. Exhale as you turn it down, nice and easy. Feel which muscles relax first. Your shoulders softening, your jaw clenching, your breath slowing. That's right. Now rest your finger on the second dimmer and turn it down all the way to zero. Notice how your inner quiet deepens, how your awareness becomes more focused on the sensations in your body. Take the third dimmer, turn it down, and feel yourself slipping into a deeper relaxation. The lights grow softer, and your mind becomes more receptive to learning. Turn the fourth dimmer down and feel the trance deepening. Your awareness sharpens, yet your body relaxes further. You're safe, in control, and curious about how deep this state can go. Now the fifth dimmer. Turn it down and let go just a little more. You're well on your way. Turn the sixth dimmer down and notice how effortless this feels. Your mind is quiet, still, and ready to absorb new ways of learning, and you become aware that those familiar sensations of trance are starting to become stronger. Now the seventh dimmer. Turn it down and feel the release. Everything is peaceful. Your mind is balanced, open, and ready for change. Turn the eighth dimmer down and go deeper inside. You're floating now without effort, without resistance. And you can feel that those familiar sensations of trance are becoming closer and more intense. And now the ninth dimmer. Turn it down and prepare for the final step. And now the tenth and final dimmer, the one that takes you to that special place where your unconscious mind can make the changes you need. Turn it down all the way, and as I say the words trance now in just a moment, you will arrive in that perfect state of deep, focused learning. Trance now. And in a moment, not yet, but in a moment, I will begin to count from 5 down to 0. And with each number that I count, you will allow yourself to relax twice as deeply. With every number that I count, twice as deeply. And when we get to 0, you will be as relaxed as you can imagine possible. We'll begin now. 5. Twice as deeply relaxed. 4. Twice as deeply relaxed. 3. Twice as deeply relaxed. 2. Twice as deeply relaxed. 1. Twice as deeply relaxed. And 0. Let yourself relax completely and entirely, as deeply relaxed as you can imagine possible now. And again, 0. As deeply relaxed as you can imagine possible now. And again, entirely, fully relaxed, as deeply relaxed as you can imagine now, 0. And now, in this relaxed and open state, you return once more to your music library. The shelves are filled with the pieces you've absorbed, consolidated, and made your own. The 3 keys, the silver, the copper, and the gold, rest on the librarian's desk, glowing softly. But today, the librarian has a final gift for you. She leads you through a door at the back of the library, a door you've never noticed before. Beyond it lies a performance hall, elegant and warm, with a stage and a piano waiting for you. This is where you'll learn the art of retrieval, the final crucial step in making your memory unshakable. The librarian turns to you and explains, "You've used the 3 keys to store your music deeply, but memory is like a muscle. It grows stronger when you ask it to reach. Retrieval is how you train your mind to find the music, no matter where you are or how you feel." She hands you a small crystal orb, the orb of retrieval. And as you hold it in your hand, you see images of yourself playing your piece of music with confidence, even under pressure. And the orb shows you the 2 rules of retrieval. The first one is start anywhere. In your practice, never begin only at the beginning. That's how working memory tricks you into thinking you know the piece when you don't. Instead, use the orb to light up random sections, middle, end, transitions, and play from there. The more unpredictable your starting points, the stronger your memory becomes. And the second rule, play without looking. Close your eyes. Turn away from the sheet music. Let the three keys guide you. The silver for your fingers, the copper for your ears, the gold for your mind. If you hesitate, the orb will glow brightly, shining and reminding you, this is where you need to strengthen. The librarian smiles. This might feel challenging at first, but remember, every time you struggle to retrieve a section, you're not failing, you're training. Your mind is learning to find the music, no matter what. Now imagine yourself on the stage in the performance hall. You take a deep breath and begin to play, but not from the start. The orb lights up a section in the middle of the piece of music. You pause, feel the silver key in your fingers, hear the copper key in your ears, and trust the gold key in your mind, and then you play, not perfectly at first, but with growing confidence. Each time you retrieve a section, the orb glows a little brighter, and the music becomes a little more yours. And then the librarian whispers, "This is how you prepare for pressure. Not by hoping you'll remember, but by proving to your mind that you can find the music no matter where you start. Working memory is fragile. It fades under stress. But the memory you build with the three keys and the orb, that's the memory that stays." Now the orb shows you one more thing, a vision of yourself in a real performance. The lights are bright. The air is electric. And for a moment, you feel a flicker of doubt, but then you remember the silver key, the copper key, the gold key, and the orb. You don't need to rely on working memory. You've trained for this. You take a breath, trust the process, and play, not from fear, but from the deep, unshakable knowledge that the music is in you. The librarian places a hand on your shoulder and she says, "From now on, your unconscious mind will guide you to use the orb in every practice session, starting from random places, training your memory to be flexible. It will also train you and guide you to close your eyes and play, trusting the three keys to lead you. And last, your unconscious mind will guide you to embrace the moments of struggle as signals to strengthen, not as failures." And finally, she says, "Remember, retrieval is the bridge between practice and performance. The more you practice finding the music, the easier it will be to let it flow when it matters." You take one last look around the performance hall, feeling the weight of the orb in your hand and the warmth of the three keys in your pocket. You're ready. And now, as we prepare to leave the music library and the performance hall, I want you to know that the orb and the three keys are always with you, Every time you practice, you can return to this place where retrieval is trained, where memory is trusted, and where performance becomes effortless. So now, I'll count from 1 to 5. With each number, you'll begin to return to full, awake awareness, feeling refreshed, focused, and ready to apply what you've discovered. In a moment, I'm going to count. We'll begin now. 1. Taking a deep breath. Feeling your body waking up, carrying the warmth of the orb and the 3 keys with you. 2. Stretching your fingers, your arms, and your legs, ready to move, ready to play from anywhere. 3. Your mind is clear, sharp, and filled with the certainty that your music is not just stored, but retrievable. 4. You're almost fully awake, knowing that every time you practice retrieval, your memory grows stronger and your confidence deeper. And 5. Eyes open, fully alert, and excited to step into your music with trust, because now you don't just remember your pieces, you own them.